Well, it is breakfast on a Monday morning, and around about this time, we love to have a bit of a chat about some of the wonderful new music that we've got going on all this week. And the chat about what we're doing is 2SER's own music. Oh, what do we call you? Music director.
It is the music director on my signature and my business card.
All right, we'll go with that if it's official.
Let's go with that. Otherwise, the boss might have a word to me.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, really good. What do you got for us this week?
Well, three things to pick from this week, as per usual. And look, it's nice to hear a new EP from what's a bit of a part-time outfit in Sydney called the Momos. They feature members of the Mighty Crow and Falling Joys in their ranks.
Hello. So, Falling Joys. I saw them more than a few times.
Well, there you go. If you're of our ilk, Nick, you'll know the Falling Joys and you'll know Crow. They were two great indie rock bands of the 90s. And Crow are still going, actually, and they still play these amazing sets every now and then. And I think they're set to record. But the Momos, for the moment, have a new EP out, which is called Distance. And look, what I thought I'd talk about is the fact that, you know, these guys, they've got real sense of wry humor and a personality and cool that I think is kind of sadly lacking sometimes in what I find a very tightly coiled indie rock scene. I just find this music that they make that just tumbles out and crashes out with glee and a lot of melody and a lot of fun, but it really rocks hard as well. So why don't we just hear a little bit?
Alrighty. Yeah, look, that's almost a textbook definition of tumbling out, isn't it? That was a great kickoff. I love it.
It's got a lot of punch. It's a really nifty EP. They've got a band camp. They're called the Momos, and the EP's called Distance. I think there's physical copies available as well.
Physical copies is always nice. I'm sorry, a bit of an old school kid. It's nice knowing you can buy it occasionally as well.
Well, the option's there for you, Nick.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, the next thing I thought we'd talk about is a girl who we've played quite a lot of on 2SER in the past. Her name's Frankie Cosmos, but she just keeps getting better and better. She's got a new album out called Next Thing. Now, she's been recording since she was about 15 or 16, and she's got oodles of songs on her Bandcamp page.
Wow.
Now, her real name's not Frankie Cosmos.
I'm disappointed to hear that.
Okay, but her real name is Greta Klein. Now, if the name Klein rings any bells, she's got no relation to Patsy Klein whatsoever. It's Klein with a K.
Not.
Yeah, so she is the daughter of Kevin Klein, the actor.
Wow.
68 now and still working, apparently. He's the voice of Bob's Burgers, or Bob in Bob's Burgers.
He's not the voice of Bob. He's the voice of Mr. Fish Odor.
All right.
The local town wealthy person.
Well, you win that nerd off. And she is the daughter of Kevin Klein and also Phoebe Cates.
Of all people, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, Phoebe Cates, who apparently runs a store now. She's not acting anymore, but she runs a store in New
York.
But
was great in Gremlins.
Yes, absolutely. And, one of the indie heartthrobs, I think, of that time when it came
Fast Times in Ridgemont High indie is the film. One everyone remembers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, look, Greta Klein, as Frankie Cosmos, is a new record called Next Thing. Now, she writes these really seemingly unassuming bedroom pop songs, and then they just creep up on you and they curl out because her songs are kind of like this open dialogue. She's kind of having a conversation with you. She's questioning. She's wondering. And, you know, what's wrong with a pop song doing that every now and then rather than just yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy, which, you know, we're hearing a little bit of these days as well. So I thought we'd take a little bit and you'll just get an idea of the vibe of Frankie Cosmos.
I floated in and started living, passed a Bondi, asked you a question. What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's beautiful. I actually love that voice.
Yeah, so, you know, you get the kind of style that she has. It's not a revelatory style, but she's just really good at it. And she's got a little bit of a skewed sensibility about the way she writes a song, and she comes up quite individual as a result. It's a really good album. It's called Next Thing. It's from Frankie Cosmos.
There's a richness to her sound that I hadn't expected when you were talking about the pop sort of sound, but she's got a lovely voice.
Yep. And it's a good record. So if you like that kind of thing, you'll really enjoy it.
And a short song too. I was going to say that was only going to go for a minute 20, even if we played the whole thing.
Loads of short songs.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, all short. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, look, the last thing I'm going to leave you with is something completely different. So we're going to go to the Congo now, and we're going to hear from a Congolese outfit called Konono Number One, who were virtually undiscovered in the Western world up until about a decade ago, when I think some Western musicians of some note, maybe from the band Tortoise out of Chicago, bought some cassettes while they were there of this band. Now, this band have been going since, you know, several decades. And what they do is they make percussion instruments out of old car parts, and they wire up old car batteries for amplification. So you get this really raw, primitive sound mixed in with Congolese rhythms, and they use what's called the African thumb piano to create melodies. And it's this incredibly raw and vital sound that they create, incredibly danceable, incredibly funky, like nothing you've heard before. And what they've done on this new record, it's called Konono Number One meets Batida. And Batida is a DJ. He's based in Lisbon in Portugal, but he's actually got Angolan background. So he's really interested in Angolan rhythms. So the two merge. This really interesting, thrilling sound of electronics and African style percussion, and it is a force to be reckoned with, this record, and I just had to leave you with one of these songs today.
Well, we're going to listen to it right now. Andrew, thank you for chatting us all the way through what we'll be listening to as new music this week on 2SER.
Have a great week.